prime example of what we all put up with from the buffheads in our society up here from time to time. I won't read the whole letter, but it came from, well, it's a Brett Moller, Division 1 councillor. I haven't got a date here, but it's the last few days in the Cairns Post. But he opens by saying this in the Our Cairns survey, and in the time since then, our residents rated the council protecting our pristine environment as being in the top three priorities. However, as our council's Great Northern Cleanup Initiative this month and public recreation at our beaches, rivers, creeks and swimming holes during school holidays and long weekend has shown, many are talking the talk but not walking the walk in respecting the natural environment and respecting country when it comes to enjoying our great outdoors and being responsible with our litter and rubbish. Living on the banks of Bahana Creek, it was great to see many families enjoying the creek, etc. What was disappointing was the rubbish that was left. My wife and I have two chairs and a little coffee table to sit on the bank of our property and enjoy our natural surrounds near where families swim. We found the chairs flung into the creek and the coffee table smashed to pieces. Can you believe this? It reminds me of those kids that walked along the Esplanade a while back now in front of Mondo's there and threw all the tables and chairs into the inlet. I mean, it's just bizarre what people get up to. Anyway, in this particular case, Brett's stuff got smashed to pieces. Look, I won't go through the details because I've got him here on the line somewhere. There he is, Division 1's Brett Moller. Hello, Brett.
Oh, good morning, John.
You're one of many people reporting this sort of thing. It's just absolutely senseless destruction, isn't it?
Well, look, it is, John, and you can't fathom human behaviour sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this, I printed the letter. I wrote the letter just to show people, you know, we're all affected by this sort of behaviour and it's just we can't tolerate it. After the Great Northern Cleanup, I had many people contact me, email, phone me, saying, you know, Brett, council needs to do more with the litter and rubbish along our creek banks. And I said, look, I said, you know, the Cairns Regional Council goes from Alice Beach to Branston Beach.
Yeah.
We've got so many creeks and rivers. I said, where would you like us to start? Where would you like us to finish? And how much money do you want to pay for it? Because it's your money if we have to throw more resources at it. Not to mention that, you know, the issue with creek banks and that sort of stuff is state government land. So, you know, we've got all that land tenure. But that's irrelevant. What's important is people starting to be responsible for their own behaviour, John.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have so many beautiful spots here, and I'm so fortunate with Division 1 with, you know, the Boulders, the Josephine and Goldsborough Valley and all of those creeks and waterways and Branston Beach. But I just see far too much of it. Just people just disregarding their own litter, their own rubbish. They'll go for a picnic, they'll go to McDonald's or, you know, get hamburgers from the cafe and they just throw it on the ground, throw it on the sandbanks. And, you know, in terms of the flinging of chairs and a coffee table, for goodness sake, why don't you just sit on it and enjoy the surrounds, which was what we were doing. And what's this senseless smashing furniture that belongs to someone else and, you know, not harming you, enjoying it, you know, you're outing down the creek. I don't want to advocate spending more of ratepayer and residents' money when what we need to do is have people address their behaviour. And that's what I said, you know, set the example. There's many, many people doing the right thing out there. They take their own rubbish bag, they collect it, they have a lovely picnic by the creek, but they clean up after themselves. That's all we're asking, John.
No idea who's responsible, out-of-control kids or teenagers, I presume.
Well, I presume it was children, wandering down the creek, and whether they're bored or... I can't understand how they're bored, John. I was born and bred there. We were jumping out of trees and diving down under logs looking for fish, and, you know, there's plenty to do around the creek. Rather than, you know, wreck, you know, chairs and coffee tables. So again, just a, you know, it's a few that make it difficult for the rest of us.
Yeah.
But again, from parents and families, enjoy what we have up here, and respect country. That's what my message is.
Just before you go, to a quick word on the gillies, there's some work underway up there. I mean, there's been some awful accidents recently on the gillies, but there is work, I presume, on dangerous sections. Are you across what's going on?
Yeah, the safety work's being done John. That was an investment by state government, the US Highways, a state road. We've addressed the speeding there with new speed signs, reducing it to 80. But as with, Coranda and Gillies, range roads, we do have to be even more vigilant, in terms of their driving, particularly the Gillies with its numerous bends there. It's pleasing to see some of these works doing where they identify hot spots, and we try to make it safer. But again, John, we come back to personal and individual responsibility, and that's where it starts.
By the way, just harking back a couple of weeks too, a bus service which would look after the people down in Bibinda, is that a possibility?
Look, John, I'm quite excited. I received an email from a fellow that has a bus shuttle service. So I was only speaking to him this morning. I'm arranging for a meeting with him with some community members in Bibinda next week.
Yep.
And we're going to have a look at what might be feasible, what the community need, and what he would need in terms of participation. But, very pleased he's reached out to me, and if we can bring him and community together down under Bibinda, we might be able to find a solution.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a good start.
Yes.
And of course we've received the advice from state about the resident numbers and the lack of viability. But again, the disadvantage socially and economically to that Bibinda community by not having public transport, I think there's no excuse, and I'll certainly keep banging the drum on about it, advocating for the people down there.
Good on you, Brett. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Division 1's Brett Moller, Councillor Brett Moller.